Marty Barrett is our guest this morning, District 2 Commissioner here in Marshall County. And Marty, you and I were discussing some common acquaintances and so forth off the air there a minute ago. But I think that's one of the advantages that you have as far as being a guy that's been around here all of your life worked and employed people and gotten to know people and worked for people, done jobs. You have a lot of folks that feel very comfortable and contacting you, and that's what you want them to do. If they feel like they have something that needs to be addressed, you want them to get in touch with you, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Don't be shy to call me. That's what I'm here to serve, the people of Marshall County. That's what I was. I think I have an asset I bring to the table is that.
Yeah.
That people feel free to come up and talk to me.
Yeah. And you said you've been in business now for over 30 years. So
yeah.
And even though I guess as far as moving the earth and all of that, it's the same as it always was, but business has changed in 30 years, hasn't it?
It has. Yes, it has. You have to really watch what you're doing to make a living anymore. There's a lot of people in it, and I've seen the industry change, you know, from the style of equipment you use to the trucks and the way you go about jobs. It's really evolved in 30 years.
And so you've had to kind of keep up with that.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the things that I think, again, I just think it's really refreshing for someone that has a background in business, that knows how to meet a payroll and take care of folks, take care of their employees, that decides to get into the world of local politics, because those experiences, I think, are desperately needed. A lot of times when you have folks that have been in office for a number of years, and in the case of state and federal officials, pretty much their whole adult lives, they don't know how any of that stuff works. They don't have any experiences like that that can be beneficial.
Yeah, you look at things, okay, we've done this the same way forever, but think outside the box. You know, is there a more economical way of doing it, a better way of doing it that will be less costly and more beneficial to the area? Then that's, we need to, you know, that's, I come into this with a clean slate. You know, anything's on the table. If something's not working right, let's look at what we can do to fix it. You know, don't be afraid to change something just because it's been that way for 30 years or 20 years or whatever. If it's not working, if there's a more efficient way to do it, I guess would be a good way of saying it, then let's look at that. You know, work with whoever we need to work with. Just, if, you know, keep the personal politics out of it. Be respectful. And if you agree or disagree, when the deal's done, it's done.
And it's okay to disagree.
That's absolutely
part of that's part of the process, but just be agreeable in doing it, right?
Yeah. My wife don't agree with all the old trucks I buy, old tractors, but we still stay married.
Yeah. Marty Barrett, our guest, District 2 Commissioner here, and Marty and the rest of the fiscal court had their first meeting this past Tuesday, and you mentioned some of the things that you had to get done before January the 15th. What were some of those things?
Well, we had the sheriff's budget, the clerk's budget, and there were some ordinances there that had to be read. And I'm trying to think. Our agenda went all the way down to X, A through X. So then we had to, of course, we had to go into executive session, and they had to catch me and Eddie up on certain things that, you know, that was going on with fiscal court. So we had to, and I have to remember it's fiscal. That was one thing they told us at that meeting. Said, it's money, it's fiscal, it's not physical.
So yeah.
I've got my West Kentucky slang, I've got to remember to cut that short.
We all speak that dialect well. That's okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Marty Barrett, our guest, we need to get to our final commercial break. We'll come back and finish up our visit with him after these important words.